broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace, That Loud. Amid lies we seek truth. Amid truth we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, good evening once again, and a hearty hello to Lottie Dottie and every other body, and a great big shout out to all the MAGA patriots, maybe in an honor to some on-the-road folks, perhaps, and a salute out to our Space Force Rangers. Welcome to our flagship program, Holistic Truth. I am your host, Leander Grace, and it is Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. We broadcast live from these high mountains and continue to hold a space of peace, love, and grace in solidarity with patriots worldwide as the Great Awakening continues to accelerate across the face of the earth. Our goal today, as it is every day, is to help relieve suffering through empowerment by shining our light on and getting to the holistic truth. It is a very exciting time to be alive and aware and awake and about the business of this one thing, Azoth Duah, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this evening. We've got a lot to talk about this evening. Lots of things are, ooh, my goodness, stuff's going on, isn't it? Stuff is going on. There are major escalations going on across the board. And did you catch the interview with President Trump and Tucker Carlson? I thought that was wonderful. Not sure. Well, I have a little bit of an insight, a little bit of an in on what happened with the debate. And we'll share that, those, you know, the junior varsity team. I'm going to review it in detail later. But we got some changes coming here on Holistic Truth. Also, now we, you know, I told you that the Father was telling me it's time to get busy and go cross-platform. Sent me some help so that I could do that. The help's not here, but we're going to go ahead and do that, you know, so I can sit here and do my job. I got to help do some other jobs. We'll get into that at another time. But I do want to share with you now, when we first started this broadcast, Holistic Truth, back in 2010, we did have an introduction, and then we had another one, and then we had a finalized one. And I went ahead and did the what I'm calling the Holistic Truth redo, but it's Holistic Truth entry. And so it's going to take a little bit of time here at the beginning of the program, you know, tonight, to go through some of the new things that we're doing or the older things that we're re-implementing. But I think it's going to be worth our time, because this is going to be the Holistic Truth intro from now on. And we'll use Leander Grace Out Loud for a couple of other things in between and stuff like that. But this is going to be, this is our Holistic Truth intro. I just want to share it with you. Welcome to Holistic Truth Radio. We're opening night and empowering to reveal holistic truth. Keeping it light mostly. This dynamic duo with an assist uses humor, experience, and intuitive gifts to take on the tough questions, getting to the holistic truth. We're here to question everything. We're here to spread the light. And we are here to share with you as well. We'll talk about it all, and we'll bring it all to you. The physical and the metaphysical, the spiritual and the secular, the magical and the mundane, the non and secular. We're holding nothing back in our endeavor to assist you on your path to owning your own experience. So don't be shy. It's just the truth. And we'll look at it holistically. So take on only what is yours. Not everything's for everyone. Keep close what's truth and heals. Discard what offends your spirit. Holistic Truth Radio now offers light-centered programming available Sunday through Friday. And we're continuing our growth thanks to you, our listeners, as we continue to hold a space of peace, love, and grace while the great spiritual awakening continues to accelerate across the globe. It is a very exciting time to be alive and aware and be awake and about the business of the one thing, Azoth Duah. Join Leander Grace and Guardian Team as they cover all the topics. Consider all the angles. You may laugh, you may cry, you may even awaken. Welcome to Holistic Truth Radio. Isn't that fun? I just think that's fun, and so we're going to use it because it's fun and it's effective, and it covers all of the bullet points that I won't have to go over and go through and stuff like that. So I'm excited about it. And then, of course, on Monday nights, we're going to have Empathic Channel, and I did a complete redo of the voiceover on this, and I wanted to go ahead and share it with you as well. This is the Empathic Channel intro that will be
Leander Grace. Also host of Holistic Truth, is an empathic intuitive, gifted seer, apostolic teacher, and compassionate awakening coach. She's walked the path of the warrior, the mother, the shaman, the mystic, counselor, and magician. Passionate about helping you find your answers, Leander Grace gets right to the center of what may be holding you back and offers guidance and support for development of those spiritual habits and skills that can best serve you in your own life. Leander Grace is a willing instrument of Holy Spirit, and by an agreement of relationship allows the guardian realm to channel information through her. Because of her open and loving heart, Leander Grace can zero in on and adjust to the information realm that best serves you, including those things only recorded within Akasha. Call in, listen in, or join in. What's your question? Leander Grace can get some answers, but you'll own experience. Remember to watch for signposts, to connect the dots, to find your path, to live in love, and to do good. As we learn to forgive, we will awaken that is off to us.
Isn't that fun? I think it's fun. You know, the program through the time, over the time and through the years, we've grown and done different things and all of that. And so this brings it all together, and I think it's kind of cool. I'm liking it. I had a good time with it, remaking it. Actually, it took a little while, but I had a good time making it and remaking it and all of that. So I do want to welcome you to the program. For those of you who are joining us here for the first time, let's go ahead and define this term for you, holistic truth, just as holistic medicine refers to the total care of the human body through the mind, body, and spirit. Holistic truth refers to the viewing, treating, and healing of the human experience through empathy, compassion, leading us ultimately to forgiveness. Now, we'll talk about it all here on the program, folks, just like we said in the intro there, the physical and the metaphysical, the scriptural and the secular, historical, hysterical, and politically mundane, and we'll be blowing up all them, you know, all them little non-sequiturs.
Blow it up good.
Blow it up real good.
Real good. Yeah.
And we'll make sure that we bring in some kind of a sanity to all the insanity that's going on. So our topic tonight, our topic is the escalation of everything. I mean, that's kind of putting it right that where it is, the escalation of everything, and nothing can stop what's coming. Now, we're going to have some bullet points after the program, maybe make an adjustment on the fly. But we're going to hit some political stuff pretty hard here in the first part of the program, first hour. The phone lines will be open for comments and all questions and for additives and all of that stuff. This is going to be staying on topic, no intuitive stuff. This is discussion. So remember, too, as you listen to the broadcast or the podcast, Pod People, we love you to question everything. We are not part of the legacy media. We do not expect you to take me at my word. It's not my place to convince you. We're here to spread the light. Therefore, take on only what is yours. Not everything's for everyone. Eat the watermelon and spit out the seeds. Keep close what's truth and heals. Discard what offends your spirit. Research what you hear so you can own your own experience. Now, the headlines and the current events we're going to take care of. We're going to take a little look at the Terra Firma and Luminary news as well. We're going to do some connecting of the dots. What we're going to really talk about a lot is about this whole escalation of everything that's going on. We have quite a few headlines to talk about. You know what? We don't really have a lot of headlines. There's a lot going on, but the headlines remain the same. Right? I mean, there's a lot going on. And then just to make sure that the media has the headlines, now we had another active shooter. I didn't get any of the details, don't know anything about it. I just saw that it occurred, and then I continued with the digging. So in the escalation of everything, what is it you're talking about, Leander Grace? Well, you know, in any concert, in any opera, in anything that goes on, there's always a beginning, a middle, and an end, and there's always a crescendo at some point to bring about something, it seems. So, and whether it's by accident or design, this is the way of things all throughout history when we take a look at the wave of events throughout our global history, throughout the history across the face of the earth. So the escalation, first of all, we're having an escalation of disasters. We're having an escalation of fires, fires burning everywhere. We've got fires in Germany, we've got fires in Norway, we've got fires in, we've got floods going on, we've got fires in Lahaina. And then I was watching footage in Russia where that, and I didn't get it posted on social media, and I need to do that, but I was watching a video of reported fire being started in Russia, or the beginning of a wildfire starting in Russia. And what it appeared to me is that there were beams of something, and I'm not talking about zero laser beam like, but there were, they were spread out, okay, so they had a fan like of lights. You know how it looks like when the sun's shining through the sun, through the clouds, and you get those beams. Okay, well, these were intentional beams, and the beams, they were like 3, 4, 5, they were moving. And wherever they went and they hovered for a little while, a fire would begin, and they were concentrated in this area. So these, I do believe, are some of these fires, a lot of these fires, maybe the majority of these fires, I believe, are being started on purpose. They're intentional. And then they yell, what do they yell? They yell climate change. Well, yeah, because they want their climate to change. Now, we've seen this before. Maybe not in our current history we've paid attention to. Maybe we haven't. But in our past history, we've seen where there's been disasters. And then what are they talking about now? Predatory housing, buying, and stuff like that. So what? There was a song, and I'm going to share. You guys feel free to look at it. But it was put out by the Eagles back in the mid-70s-ish, 78. I'm going to take a stab at 77, 78. And the name of it was on the Hotel California album, and the name of it is The Last Resort. And there's a line on there that it says, you know, put up a bunch of ugly, rich men came and raped the land and nobody caught them. Put up a bunch of ugly boxes and Jesus people bought them. Now, that's not a slam to Jesus people. That was just the way that they were describing the group of people, that the religious people moved in and bought these ugly boxes on a hillside, little boxes. Thought I'd share. So what we're seeing now over in Lahaina, it looks to me like it was a laser attack. It does. It looks like a directed energy weapon because we got melted metal and nearby bushes that have survived. And that's not a wildfire. That's an intentional melting with intense heat. That was a weapon that was used. And why was that? Well, it could be just as they did before, they want to clear the land and rebuild. It seems to be a pattern creating that, and they're doing it in northern New Mexico, and they're doing it across any of the other natural disasters that we've already suspected were fires that were set. Their real goal is to buy up the real estate cheap. The veil they're putting in front of it, the smokescreen is climate change. Either one of those topics, they're very happy to go ahead and play games with, right? Very happy to play games with. And they're not caring about the people. What they're caring about is their 15-minute cities. And it seems as though that is what the plans were already laid out and registered in the county clerk's office and other registrations as far as getting approvals for development in that for 15-minute cities in Lahaina. And now we've got this raising of the community, missing children, dead people, bodies being looted by sheriffs, by police, by National Guard that would come in to work for FEMA. And from what I'm understanding is that the real heroes, the white hat heroes, have to come in and clear the field and get the bad guys. Now, we've seen this before. We've seen this type of behavior before. We saw this over with the last flood and hurricane over in Florida when Governor Ron DeSantis, a.k.a., you know, Mr. Walsh, when he allowed FEMA to loot and pillage and otherwise terrorize the citizens of Florida following the flood and hurricane. And he says, well, you know, sometimes you just, when he was confronted with it, he said, oh, well, sometimes you just got to let this happen. Well, Mr. Stepford, I don't know. You know, some of these people are looking like Stepford wives and Stepford husbands. We're going to have to take a look into see if they have a pulse, because I got some suspicions about some things, and I'm not too afraid to share them, but I'm just going to share them right there and leave them right there, and we're going to talk about some other things coming up. So what else is escalating? Well, we're seeing floods escalating. We're seeing all kinds of stuff. We got the hurricane, they named Hillary, coming up onto the West Coast, flooding everything, making mud floods. We've seen this before in a nation's history. If we take a look at the landscape, of the history of the landscape, we know mud floods have occurred before by accident or design. We're going to find out more about that. We're going to talk about more about that next week, maybe even in the second part of the program, but probably next week, about our geography and what we might need to think about correcting our perception of. So we have these escalations of occurrences going on. There's here, disasters there. We've got an escalation going on at the border. We have an escalation of crime. We have an escalation of emboldened crime. We have an escalation of violent crime. We have an escalation of homelessness among American citizens in high-rise hotels for illegal aliens. We have an escalation of mudslinging on the political stage. We have an escalation of attempts to silence the real great president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, through arresting, through faulty charges that should not even exist. There's an escalation of everything. 18 other people have been charged and arrested and indicted and all those other ED words that happen in the legal system. And who was it? I did not get any pictures up. I was watching the president and Tucker Carlson, so I didn't get the pictures up, but I got the audio up. So the ones that are getting arrested, oh my goodness, Jenna Ellis, she looked real cute. She had a great big old smile on her face for a mugshot. That was so adorable. I thought that was funny. And then, oh my goodness, I'm going to go blank on some of these names. I'm going to call her Kraken Lady, and I don't mean that as any disrespect. The name Sydney Powell, thank you, Father, and yeah, the name will come. You know, she's got her mugshot going. Who else is mugged out? I saw another one. Let me see if I have it here readily available. And, of course, the answer would be no, because that would make it very simple to elaborate while I'm on air. But suffice it to say, in my way of thinking, suffice it to say, I think that they understand that these are bogus, and even though they have to go through the motions of, Rudy Giuliani, I want to talk about him. I got him in a bullet point. And Rudy Giuliani, he's looking like, go ahead, arrest me. Right? He's Mr. Businessman, Mr. Mayor. Now, I want to tell you how I feel about Rudy Giuliani, and I think I've already shared this on the program before. When I was able to go to New York, the only time I was able to take a trip there, well, I've been there, but take a trip there, the streets were safe. And that was circa 2008 or 9-ish, 8-ish, 9-ish. Those years got fuzzy. And it was on Easter weekend, didn't even plan it. And I got to dance with the Easter Bunny down in, you know, the little street there. But when I and my daughter went out at night, it was safe. It was safe. There were police officers on every corner, got to pose and get our pictures taken with them, felt fine taking pictures with complete strangers because the streets were safe. Now, there was an incident. We got caught. There was a group of individuals of the gang type, and their skin color all seemed to match the darker persuasions of things. So big old gang of black people, really? This white chick in the middle of New York, I'm telling you the way it is. And this great big wall of black folks are coming. Why are they happening? Why is this happening? We get chased across Times Square. And it's because there were some bad things that were about to go on, and all of the mounted cops surrounded them and drove them out into the open so they could round them up. It's pretty cool. It makes a good story. Something exciting did happen in New York, but we were safe. exception had to, and I was left behind. That's another story for another time. We'll leave that right there where it is because there's giggles involved and it's not appropriate for the airwaves. But Rudy Giuliani, anybody that has supported and has the power, the knowledge, the authority, the determination, the certainty, the confidence, the ones who have the stuff, right, that can actually bring as witnesses, as all of this stuff to a court, they're the ones that they want to say they want to arrest them. And dare I say the reason to arrest would be so that they could say, just to mar their reputation, to say that, well, we can't trust your testimony because you're an indicted, yada, 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 yada. And it goes back to what we were talking about on Monday night, about muddying the waters, about painting somebody else's canvas, about creating an image for others to see, regardless of whether that image is correct or not, because the first image is the one that people usually attach to. That's been the habit. Now we've learned to wait 24 to 48 hours to find out what's really going on. And sometimes we're successful in it, and sometimes we get it right, and sometimes we don't get it right, and we have to wait for a little bit long. So they're arresting all of these folks, saying, you got to come turn yourself in, get arrested, da-da-da. And they've got, like, he's going to go anywhere, a bond on President Trump. Now, understand that there's no need to do that except for narratives. Okay, so they're creating a picture, right? Right? They are creating a scenario narrative picture so that when they, if they ever get to the court, the retelling of it, or if they can make a historical archive, when they can retell it in their own venue, and they have some pseudo, almost factual things. Well, that did occur, right? He did get arrested. He did get indicted. He did get mugshotted. He did, all of these things did occur. But there's no context in the reporting historically often. And so over the generations, that stuff gets lost. Pay attention to that. Those words are important. So let's talk about the debatable. And I think it's funny that a lot of people had a lot of things to say about the debate this evening. And I want to talk about some of the ones that weren't there and some of the other candidates that we might want to consider as well. But I want to share with you what some of the other folks are saying. Now, I love Carrie Lake. What she had to say just made me just tickled, because I've been saying it for a little while, and she said it. I was like, see, yeah, I'm not alone in that. These people are a junior varsity, junior debate team, and they wanted to goad Donald Trump into debating with them. And it was totally, well, the whole point is why. Right? Why? And I think I didn't upload it. We'll have to come back to that. But I do have another little clip. We'll play that on the other side of the break when we come back, and we'll have some more audio. But what I did want to play is a little bit of a review about the Republican debate. And I think we loaded up some of that. I think we've got a clip, and it's kind of a montage, if you will. Now, I didn't do the montage. This isn't, it's not my sweat. And let me see. It should be in alphabetical order, Leander Grace. Can you not find it? And I can't find it. Maybe I put it at the top. So I'm just going to entertain you all as I search for a file, which is, of course, what you all came to the program to see and hear me do. And if you had, you know, radio vision, it would be absolutely hilarious to watch me go through here and sweat just a little bit as I can't find the very clip that I was getting ready to play. But it won't be the first time. But I do have a clip of Steve Bannon, and he wanted to remind us that these people are not just adversaries. They're not our competitors. There's something much more. Let's listen to what Steve had to say.
These are no longer our opponents. They're our enemies. Would it not take an enemy to do what they're doing to Rudy Giuliani or what they're doing to Donald J. Trump? Trump's 91 indictments for 700 years. Now, they've jumped the shark on that. They know it's not polling. They know it's not working. That's where they're coming up with the 14th Amendment. You got to get them off the ballot. The whole the Murdoch situation, you got to change your conversation. You got to get a nice version of Trump that we need. What we need is Glenn Youngkin. That's what we need right now. What the world, what the nation needs in a moment of crisis, you need Glenn Youngkin. That's what we need. That's what Steve Ducey's bouncing up and down the white sofa, pitching Murdoch's latest ridiculous idea.
So there you have that. Now, I am not familiar with that particular gentleman enough to speak about him, and I'm talking about Mr. Youngkin. I will become more familiar with him going forward so that I can. But as it is right now, it's just enough to consider the fact that the president that we want is the one that they're indicting, because the president that we want knows, has it all, has all the information. And it's not so much whether he has it, it's just he doesn't, they don't want the general public, more of the general public, to find out the truth. Because if any more of the general public finds out the truth, it doesn't matter what the law enforcement says, it doesn't matter what the court's going to say, it doesn't matter what any legal eagle or any law enforcement standing or any DA or judge is going to have to say. They know that there's going to come a point that if the DOJ and the legal system doesn't get off the stick and get in gear and do what it is that they're supposed to do, that the American people will, they will do it for them. We already see, and I'm not going to play the clips because we've seen it all over, you know, when they can't walk down the street without the FJB, without Let's Go Brandon. That was our goal. We've been successful in that. That was our goal, and we made that. So we're getting close. There's an escalation. Like I said, there's an escalation of everything. And let me go ahead and clear my throat here. The question becomes, how much more escalated can it possibly get, right? Isn't that what we're asking? How much more escalation can there possibly be? And I'm going to say probably a little more. Probably more than what we're comfortable with, and I think, you know, with the interview with Tucker Carlson this evening, you know, he brought to point a question. It says, you know, what do you think they're going to try to kill you? Well, and that's what I say. You don't need to go to prison. You don't need to go to jail, because once you're in an isolated area, that is when the risk becomes great. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We're going to go ahead and go to a break here. We're going to get a little bit of Patriot stuff, get a little bit of rowdy, rowdy, rowdy. Okay, not too rowdy, 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 a little bit of rowdy, rowdy. There's an escalation going on. There's nothing that can stop it. There's nothing that's going to slow it down. It's going to continue to grow. Now, what do we as patriots do with it? We're going to have to flow with it. We're going to have to move with it, and not without getting caught up in it. All right, so we may need to develop a discipline where we can be observers of the chaos, but not be drawn in to the chaos. Let's hear a little bit of Eyedrop Media. This is The Storm. It's about 2 minutes. I am your host, Leanna Grace. You're listening to Holistic Truth, and we'll be back in about two. The Storm.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
He said we don't go out anymore.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job.
I want you to get mad.
I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder.
Lightning and the thunder,
thunder, hear the thunder,
lightning and the thunder,
thunder. You've got to say, I'm a human being, God damn it, my life has value.
We are ready to fight.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
crazy that we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belt and radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Thunder, see the thunder.
There is a storm coming like nothing you have ever seen. Prepare for it.
We'll find out. I love it. Welcome back here to Holistic Truth. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We are still broadcasting live high from the mountains, and we're bringing it to you live, all of the truth. We've got some of the headlines. We are talking about the debate and what's not right with it. I'm also in the background trying to get all of these things shared properly, and I don't know that I'm doing a real good job of it, but I think I'm doing the best I can. We'll see how it goes in the long run. Anyway, so let's go ahead and repost that and see if I can get it done. There we go. I think I got it done. All right, so I am your host, Leanna Grace. Welcome back here to the broadcast. Didn't get the things up. Did get some of the audio taken care of. You know, one of the escalations that we're going to find within ourselves, and I wanted to go ahead and bring it out on the program tonight, is we're going to find an escalation of frustration within ourselves. What we're going to see begin to unfold is going to look like something that we do not want to have unfold. We think we have an understanding. The Father's telling me, the guardians are letting me know that we don't have a full understanding, and that as things begin to escalate, that we're going to need to be ready. Right, we're going to need to be ready. Now, guys, I'm going to take a risk here. I have to refresh a page, which is never a good idea when I'm live. I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot. And if I get disconnected, I will be able to come right back on. But I want to go ahead and see if I can do this, because I need to have access to things that are stuck. Yeah, it looks like it worked. I got all scared up and nothing. So what Carrie Lake had to say, and I love the gal, she's a pistol. What Carrie Lake had to say about all of it, and I know I uploaded, I just finished it. I can't seem to find it, though. There she is. It's the same thing that I've been saying. You know, why put our champion, well, my words are, why put our champion out in the middle of a junior debate team so that they can get counting coup points and the studio get ratings, right? So there's no sense in doing that. This is what Carrie Lake had.
Why would we run against the most incredible president of our era? Really, I believe the best president in American history. Why would we run against him? We have the Babe Ruth. Why are we going to have a bunch of T-ball players running? And so I think most people are smart enough to realize that it's a futile effort. It's stupid. It would actually hurt America to run against President Trump, because we know he's going to get in there and get things back on course. So I think people are just too smart to run, but we have a few who aren't. And it's kind of like the kids' table at Thanksgiving. They're going to be over there throwing food and spilling stuff and, you know, causing trouble. But no one's really going to be paying attention, I think, to this debate. I believe that people are going to be watching Trump and Tucker.
Yeah, that's what they watch. And I think I saw just before I came on air, there was, within the first 10 minutes of it posting, there was 26.1 million views. And that's an hour long, well, 45 minutes, you know, of an interview. And so there goes the Republican varsity team, right? There they go. And is it necessary? What I like the question that Carrie asked is, why are they running against Trump? Why are they even running against President Donald J. Trump? Do they not know that the people that him, the majority of the American people, and it's got to be 80% of the American people, we're getting there, want President Donald J. Trump reelected? And I know at least 90% of the globe does, because where America goes, they go. And they're waiting for us to continue with the example that we've set. Now, we know right now what's going on is we're cleaning out the closets. That's basically it. We're cleaning out the closets and getting out the trash and showing everybody who and where the bad guys are. And it's fun. Some of it's fun, right, to see them squirm, the ones who made others squirm, to see them be humiliated and make fools of themselves on the world stage because they don't have the backup that they usually have when they go somewhere. And I also want to remind folks of those things that that someone who thinks that he deserves to be a front runner, right, DeSantis. He was biggest supporter of President Trump, had a lot of really cool things to say, got him in office, had a lot of MAGA this and a MAGA that. And now he's calling Americans listless vessels. As if everybody shows up at Truth Social every morning to find out what we're supposed to talk about. If he thinks that's what's going on, he is absolutely, totally misinformed. And if he thinks that any of us are listless, we're all vessels, this I'll give him that. He is 50% right. We are all vessels, and God's using every one of us. Some of us all, got lots of challenges. Look at the world champion out front. So, yeah, we're vessels, but we're far from listless. In fact, if I might go ahead and take a look, is it not the Patriots driving most of these machines? Just saying. Let's hear what Americans have to say about what Mr. DeSantis' comment about listless
vessels.
If all
we are is listless vessels that's just supposed to follow, you know, whatever happens to come down the pike on Truth Social every morning, that's not going to be a durable movement.
Hi, Governor DeSantis.
Mr. DeSantis.
Hey, Governor DeSantis.
Hey, DeSantis.
Hey, DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis.
Governor DeSantis.
Hi, Governor DeSantis.
I'm Michael from South Carolina.
My name is Sharon.
My name's Deanna.
Kansas. West Virginia.
Abby, a Georgia grandmother.
I'm Cher.
This is Dave in Vermont.
We're from Rockwood, Maine.
Sherry from the state of Hawaii.
I've been a pastor in Franklin County, Ohio for over 15 years.
I'm a U.S. Navy veteran.
I'm a firefighter and a veteran.
I've been in law enforcement for over 30 years.
I'm a retired nurse in Boone County, Iowa.
A business owner from South Carolina, a mother of two.
Daughter of a World War II hero.
Mother of a first responder.
And I am definitely not a listless vessel.
I'm a retired law enforcement officer. I am not a listless vessel.
I support Donald Trump because he's great for small business and agriculture in Oregon.
Because in 2016, he showed us what an America First presidency looks like.
Secure borders, strong military. Law and order.
He stands for life. He supports Christian values.
Because there's no one else running that would take the slings and arrows for me as he has.
He'll lead and put the American people first.
He'll end the scourge of human trafficking and defend the dignity of human life.
He has been our stellar commander-in-chief.
He stands for protecting our children.
Because I know that he can keep his promises.
His priority is America first.
And make America great again.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't make Trump supporters listless vessels.
Couldn't be farther from the truth.
Ron DeSantis, I'm not just a listless vessel.
We're American.
We're American.
I'm a mama bear with six kids.
I'm not a listless vessel.
I am not a listless vessel.
Listless means lacking energy or enthusiasm. Have you ever been to a Trump event?
I was never deplorable, and I am certainly not a listless vessel.
We are not listless vessels. We are patriots that love this country, and we voted for Trump in 2020, and we're going to vote for him again in 2024.
Well, that's a boom, isn't it? We're not listless vessels. Never have been, not going to be, and not going to pretend. Right? We're not listless vessels. And going back to some of the other things that I said on Monday as well, you know, as they continue to try to throw their color onto our portrait and try to paint patriots into a corner with a color that doesn't exist and for an image that is not there as listless vessels or mindless followers or any of those things. The mindless followers were on the debate stage tonight. Those are the ones that aren't paying attention to what America wants. They may think that they can win the election to give America what they want to give America, but the one who's giving America what we want is Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States. That's the one who was answering the call of the American people. He is the one who started this. Now, what did he start? Well, let's see. He has started disclosure of everything. Everything. Disclosure of everything. Now, you say, I'm not quite talking about D-class. I'm talking about exposure of everything. I'm talking about the very fact that all of this, now, we know that they're coming out with robot this, robot that, automation this, automation that. They have had drones and robots and androids and all of these things for decades. They're bringing us Robbie the robot, beep, 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 one step up from R2-D2, well, actually, no, it's a D-grade, and bringing these things as if they're brand new, and this technology has been around behind the scenes and they've been using it and not allowing it in the American public's hands. There is healing techniques, healing beds, quantum healing tech that the deep state has known and has had access to and used, but has not allowed for the citizens to be aware of it. And it takes a lot of people to keep these things secret. What else has Donald J. Trump done? Well, he's gotten our farmers taken care of so that they can have nice, clean crops. And I do believe that Monsanto is either on the way out or completely done under. Regardless of what the stock is exchanging, they're not coming back. All of the poisoners are leaving. All of the CEOs are stepping down. It's an escalation of things. He revealed the secret space program by announcing the formation of Space Force. The secret space program has been around for a very long time. In fact, John F. Kennedy was talking about it when they launched Operation Fishbowl, and they were putting rockets up there, and they realized that they couldn't go out. There's a dome, and then nobody talked about it. But what they can do is shoot a rocket in an arc, miss the dome, and either waste it, which is not usually the case, or have it go into the outer lands. Yeah, we've talked about that on the other programs, too. So they're hiding a lot of things. And how does it get this dirty? How does it get this dank? Well, we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Before we get to the dirty and the dank, let's talk about who they're not, who was not allowed onto the debate stage. Larry Elder, and there was another gentleman too, not familiar with his name, but Larry Elder was not allowed on the Republican debate stage. Now, do I think any of them need to be up there running against Trump? No. But what I am grateful for is those that are out there, we're seeing some things about them and about how they're being treated if they give something that's not a pat answer that they want. But Larry Elder qualified to be on that debate stage, and yet Larry Elder is not on that debate stage. Would he have my vote? Probably not, but he qualified to be on the debate stage, so it's not fair whether I think the debate stage is worthwhile or not. So that's not fair. That's not right. Why would they treat Larry Elder that way? Well, Larry Elder is a patriot. Larry Elder knows the truth. Larry Elder tells the truth. And just as a prime example, he's standing out there, he's taking a sling and an arrow for us. Yes, he is. Credit where it's due. And showing us how he's being treated because he's a patriot. Well, Tim Scott's up there, and he's a preacher man. He's a patriot. We'll have to watch that. I'm wondering if they understand the point. And I'm wondering if we, the American people, understand the point. I'm going to leave that there. I'm just going to leave that there. I am going to talk a little bit about some of the debate things. If you go back and you review it, some things to look for. Now, one of my favorite subjects when I was in, you know, in the schoolation and the collegiate area was debate and speech and all of oration and all of those things. And one of the things that I've, some of the valuable things that I learned just attending the class, regardless of what I did with it, is to learn the way propaganda and marketing work. Now, there's a lot of different ways to convince people of an idea without ever telling them the truth and without ever telling them a lie. And it's called persuasive speech. And some of the ways of persuasive speech, and I'm just going to give this to you, is giving a glittering generality. And what is a glittering generality? It's like sizzle without steak, right? The glittering generality, it's all sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. It's like, oh, the greatest and the best and the he and then the ha. And when we get in there, we're going to do this. And when we get in there, we're going to do that. No plan. No substance. All ether, all guesswork, because they haven't been there. They don't know what they're going to be able to do and what they're not going to be able to do. Donald J. Trump does. The other is, you know, bandwagon approach. All your friends are doing it. Don't be like all those people. Both of those are bandwagon approaches. You know, group mentality, mass formation, things of that nature. You don't want it's a cootie game. For I guess it is for the newsreels. It's a cootie game. Calling names. Don't be like these people. Just like Ron DeSantis, the listless vessels. That's bandwagon. That's name calling. That's slandering. You know, don't be like those people. It's a cootie game approach, and it's very unsophisticated. It has no substance. It has no nothing. It doesn't say that he's going to be able to do anything, because the only thing he says he's going to do is the things that either Donald J. Trump has already done, started to do, or was planning to do. And some of the things that he's saying he's going to do, there's no way in the world he's going to make it happen, because the deep state doesn't want it to, and he is owned by them. Now, as far as Vivek Ramaswamy, I don't mean to be insulting to him. I really didn't. Ramaswamy. You know, there's things that he says I just don't agree with. But the bottom line is, why are they there in the first place? Who's paying them to act foolish for the American people? And do they actually think that they have a shot? And how would they ever come to that conclusion? And if they did come to that conclusion, then they are not paying attention, and that immediately, in my mind, disqualifies them from holding the high office of the government of the United States. It is not the highest office. It is not for the rulership of the free world. The president of the United States is the president of the government of the United States and answers to we the people. Do we the people run the world? No, and it was never designed to be that way. But we've said this, the leader of the free world, the leader of the free world. No, the leader of the United States government. That's a very specific title. Now, if the rest of the world wants to follow that, you know, what are we going to do? Yay, yay, go them. But nobody is running to be the free leader of the free world. Are they? Do they think, those on the debate stage, that when they get there that they're going to run the world? Is that ever what the presidency of the United States of America was set up to be? Don't think so. Power-hungry and sociopathic madmen got their hands in the cookie jar and turned it into a tyranny without us noticing. And they needed to turn it into a tyranny because they needed to have ultimate control for all of the bad things that they were going to do. And then they had to have the entertainment industry go ahead and cover for all of it. Keep us dancing. Keep us singing. Keep us watching these programs. And then the drone of the Mockingbird media in the background, go back to sleep. It's okay. The world's blowing up, but it won't affect you. Go out and spend your money. It's what it became. And then in 2016, the American people elected Donald J. Trump, and it became closer to what it was designed to be than it has ever been in my lifetime. The liberty was enormous. the liberty for the business owners to actually make money without after asking everybody how to tie their shoes when they do it. Farmers actually being able to plant crops and get more equipment and get better seed to feed the people better food. Our deficit was going to be, well, the deficit we'll talk about, you know, I'm not going to be a deficit person because if I act like I know deficit stuff, then I'm just pretending. But the deficit was going to be looking good. It was going up. The debt was going up, but the income was going up. And there was going to be, and then this whole thing happened where they decided they were going to steal the election. And we watched them. And we told them how we were watching them. We told them how we were watching them. And all of the media, all of the citizen news people, all of the citizen journalists from across the face of the earth. This was not a United States thing. We have people in Japan, even listening to this program. We got people in Japan. We got people in South Korea. We did have folks, well, I can't say that because they might find the clip. We did have folks in places that I didn't expect them to be able to listen with curtains up and stuff like that, but they were. So, you know, we're pretty much across the face of the earth. And I want to tell you that this where we go, where we go all worldwide is occurring. And the citizenry are working together. They're doing it. They're doing it. And they're not listening to the lies, and they're not listening to the yucky stuff because they've had enough. Just like the rest of us. We've all had enough. And pretty soon it's going to come down to the wire of who's going to win. You know, Donald Trump said it best. This go-around that we're going around, this time, this battle, this moment that we're entering, you know, and we're entering actually into another season, if we want to get a little scriptural about it. We're going into the fourth quarter. This is the last month of the third quarter. I just thought I'd point that out as we go into September, then we've got October, November, December. That is the fourth quarter. So we're looking, we're watching to see what goes on because this is what we do know. And this is the final battle. And I do have that here and I want to go ahead and play it. I just love it. I love it. So let's go ahead and listen to Donald J. Trump remind us what's on the line. Final battle.
These are no longer our opponents.
That's the wrong one.
They failed. They've only made us stronger. And 2024 is the final battle. That's going to be the big one. If you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over, and America will be a free nation once again.
Now that's the final at the rally. That's the final. Now I want us to think. Now when you guys watch the debate, and I know you guys will review the debate that goes on, and I wasn't able to get the parody uploaded. I'll save that for another time because it's just fun anyway. But when you go forward, I want you guys to remember the difference between the way those candidates sound and the way our candidate sounds, and I'm talking about America First candidate Donald J. Trump. Now, this is a clip, and I play this clip more, I play this often, and this is from a Missouri rally back in 2018 at the midterms, let me clear my throat, when he was rallying very heavily for some of the other folks. And this is a Missouri rally. Let me go ahead and play this. It's 3 minutes and 17 seconds, and he explains
Ladies
America.
And gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Today we stand on the shoulders of the giants of American history, the greatest, toughest, most courageous men and women ever to walk the face of the earth, ever. Our ancestors crossed the ocean, settled a continent, won a revolution, and fought to victory in two world wars. American patriots like you defeated fascism, triumphed over communism, and delivered millions into freedom. That's us, freedom. These courageous patriots did not shed their blood, sweat, and tears so that we could sit at home while others tear down their legacy, erase their history, and sacrifice our proud American heritage. Our country and our movement, it's a movement. This was maybe the greatest movement in the history of our country. This was a movement. This wasn't about me. This is a movement. After years of rebuilding other nations, get a little tired of that, right? We are finally rebuilding our nation, and we are doing it with American grit and skill and pride. Right? We have only just begun. Like the pioneers and patriots of the past, we are going to work, we are going to fight, and we are going to win, win, win. We are going to win for our families. We are going to win for our freedom. And we are going to win for our great American flag. We will not bend. We will not break. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. And we will always fight on to victory. We will always be victorious. And together we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
All right, so we'll make America great again. Now, on my end, that audio didn't sound very good, smooth. It sounded rough, and that happens sometimes when I bring the audio of the president in. Those who are listening want to interfere sometimes cause that, and maybe it's just on my end. I'll have to listen when we come back, when I listen for the review and go through the program. So that's the difference. That's the difference in the candidates. That's President Donald J. Trump. That's his focus. Reminding us of who we are, reminding us of how we are, reminding us of who we've been, and urging us to re-become that America that we talk so often about in memory, in with forlorning of yesteryear, when with this candidate, President Donald J. Trump, with him as our president, he'll finish that. He does what he says. Promises made, promises kept. He's taken the pharmaceutical companies to task. We may not be seeing it. Now, the next thing that I would like to see, and this is just my personal issue, is I would really like to see all of the drug commercials once again be banned from the television. The one who was responsible for bringing drug commercials, pharmaceutical commercials, poisons that look fun, to us was none other than the Clinton administration. And his wife was very instrumental in changing the laws that prohibited pharmaceutical companies from advertising their products. You know, I mean, give a hypochondriac a commercial about something and they will develop an issue. And so we're hurting people by constantly telling them what to be aware of and constantly being hyper-vigilant about every aspect of their physicalness, right? It's just, what are we doing with that? So I would like to see the pharmaceutical, all the drug commercials go bye-bye. If it's not over-the-counter, we don't need a commercial. And we don't even need the commercial to tell us what drugs to take. We've got doctors for that. or we have our own brains and the ability to read. We have the capacity to learn these things. Our grandparents knew more about taking care of themselves than we do. And so it might be that, you know, as opposed to what some of the folks now are saying, we don't want to go back to the past for the answers. Well, yeah, we do. Because between the past and now is a whole bunch of layers of lies. A whole bunch of layers of lies. One lie covering another lie, covering another lie, and pretty soon everybody's lying and covering up. And then they're acting like it's okay. And all it takes is a news cycle for the American people to forget. That's not normal. And I think that the Patriots and Digital Soldiers were doing a really good job of keeping the pertinent and information, the important information in the front, rather than letting it get buried by all of these made-up headlines and made-up narratives. And, well, here, look at it this way, which is like total from Planet Z. Right? Getting us all distracted from what is the truth. That's what they do best. So we still may have a little bit of a fight for those who are just new to finding out some of these things. You know, might have to fight a little bit to get to the center of the truth with it. But there's a lot of patriots. What is it that Donald Trump Jr. said? You need, it's now time to find yourself a conspiracy theorist friend. It just is. They'll be more than happy to explain everything to you. Now, this is what I want to say to all of those conspiracy theory friends that are going to be explaining all these things. When you do, own your own ignorance in it. You say, what, the Antichrist? Own your ignorance in it. Understand that when you're explaining to someone who doesn't know and has a high degree of doubt about something that you're explaining, which is absolutely unbelievable until you're finished and they're like, whoa, right? Because the stuff that's true is really quite unbelievable at some point. The best thing to do is admit that you don't have all the answers. And another way that you might be able to convince them to listen is that you had a hard time understanding it too, right? There wasn't any of us learned this that we weren't taught from one another. We've been teaching each other these for years, for decades. We've been trying to teach each other the truth till enough of us know the truth, and now we're all shouting the truth, and the only ones that we're shouting at now are the ones that are late wakers. They get to wake up too, right? They get to wake up too. And so if you got a couple of extra red pills in your pocket, right, you go ahead and feel free to still hand them out at the water cooler and talk truth, not trash, you know, and use signal, not noise. And be very careful that when you become very proud of the fact that you know something more than somebody else, because that hits us. We know a lot. I understand that we didn't always know this much. We had to go to school. And for some of us, it was a very long school. And some of the folks now are just getting in the door and going, what? Now what? Now what? No. Really? No. Now what? And it is so much to process all at once that they're going to need us. And they're going to need us prepared to inform them and educate them compassionately. You know, I find myself saying, yeah, I know it sucks, huh? Yeah, I know it sucks, huh? And when I'm fighting people into it, are you kidding? Yeah, I know it sucks, huh? And you know, be with them in it because it's hard information. And then understand also that they're going to want to go tell somebody, and then they're going to hit the same brick walls that you're hitting. So you might want to warn them about the brick walls as they get, you know, the resistance. Tell them how to tell. Show them how to show. Teach them how to teach. Is that not what we're here for? I think it is. I think it is. Because we're all in it together. We're all in it for the same goal, to end the evil and hopefully, by all means and any means necessary, to rip it out by the roots. Rip it out by the roots so that it cannot regrow and infest our great nation. And there's great many more things that will be growing and coming and going and all of that. So our all kinds of good things are happening, but understand that it is going to be an escalation of everything, not just the good stuff, not just the good news. It's going to be an escalation of everything. The concert is going through a crescendo. It may go through a crescendo and then a decrescendo. It may get really loud and active like we saw today. It was like headlines out the Hua and the zoo, right? So there you have that. So when it happens, just remember that you were told we've been preparing for this final battle. We've been preparing. I am your host, Leanna Grace. I'm going to go ahead and go to a break here just a little bit late, but that's okay. It's my program. I make the rules. Welcome to the studio. Glad to have you. We're going to listen to a little bit of, yeah, let's get patriotic. Let's stay on that same dream. You guys remember J.T. Wilde at the very beginning, 2018 or 17 or 16 or sometime around in there, and he wrote the song Where We Go One, We Go All. It's still a good song. It still applies, and I'm still having trouble finding it in the queue, which is why I'm stretching with my dialing, and I don't mind letting you know. Okay, so this is J.T. Wilde, Where We Go One, We Go All. We're going to be back. We're on the other side. We're going to talk about some healing of this. Just like we were talking about the red pills and how to talk and how to teach and how to tell, how to show, we're going to talk more about that on the other side. I am your host, Leanna Grace. Welcome to Holistic Truth. This is J.T. Wilde, Where We Go One, We Go All.
They call us deplorable. Got the bodies in the dirt and need someone to blame. Got a penchant for greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air. Well, we go one, we go all. I won't push you down, you won't let me fall. One day for sure we will stand tall. Where we go one, we go all. Because we have it all and the fate is in our hands. Had a reason to fool us, but we didn't take the bait. They want to take us to hell, but we got guns in the cage. Our knowledge is power, they're running for the hill. If the law don't get them, then we the people will. We go all.
Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leanna Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. No, your silence won't protect us, won't protect anybody. We got to tell the truth. We got to tell it loud, and we got to tell it even if our voice shakes. I am your host, Leanna Grace. Welcome back here to Holistic Truth, part of a NetStream network broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. We've been talking about Well, a little bit of everything. And we've been talking about the escalation of everything. And we're reminding folks that nothing can stop coming. And the end result will be the ripping out of evil by the roots. We know that. But there is a part of this that we're going to need to watch how the good guys do it. And we'll need to hold on, hold the line, and keep the faith through all of this. Now, what we also see is we're going to have a COVID redo. What the hell is that about, huh? The COVID redo, and I know I said we were going to talk about something else on the other side of the break. We'll get back to that. But the COVID redo, they're going to bring back mask mandates? Are they really trying to push us to the wall? Escalation of everything. Now, I did have a little virus not long ago. I had a migraine and a virus and a this and a that all at once. So I guess I've got my natural immunity to that, too. But there's going to be a scare. They're going to tell us that we need to mask up. Now, understand, this will be a big power play. This portion, if they try to do this again, it's going to get ugly. Not because I said it, but I've seen it. When I look and I see that if they think that they're going to pull it off, it's going to get ugly. If it gets that far, it's going to get ugly. And so what I want to say to my listeners and to the Patriots is when it gets ugly, don't get ugly. Don't get ugly. This whole time that we're going in is this escalation of everything. There's going to be a great big sucking sound. And that's going to be an attempt to grab your hope. The only thing they can do now is beat us with repetition of you can't do, you're going to lose, you're going to lose, you're going to lose, and this and this and this roadblock and this thing and this problem. And juggling crisis after crisis with chaos all around. That's a quote from a book I wrote, Contending for the Faith. I'll be bringing that up here in a little while, a couple of programs from now. So we have to decide how much of the game we're going to keep playing. And we'll have to decide that if things get really ugly and the crescendo continues and things appear as they're not, that as we report and as we see and as we become observers of the battlefield, that doesn't mean we sit back and we don't do anything because we all need to help. Everybody has their jobs to do in this. But if you're not actively physically involved in the activity, mind yourself. And what I mean by that is mind your emotional containment. Okay, I found myself, and just my own stuff, I found myself watching, oh my goodness, someone was getting beat up again. And I started getting so irritated that much violence is going on and that I had to see it. How selfish is that? And I had to see it, right? But it's so much being thrown at us. I had to mute it. I didn't turn it off completely, but I muted it so I didn't have to hear about it because there's so much. It's not that I don't care. I'm empathic. I feel it. I know it. I see it. But it's too much. And so I changed my focus. And this is what the deep state is counting on. And this is what the precipice and the crescendo is about. Everything is going to become too much. Understand that. Everything is going to become too much. Does that mean that we cannot bear it? No, it's just going to seem that way. And this is where our faith comes in. This is where our relationship with the Father comes in. This is where our prayer life in Christ comes in. Because we know what the truth is. But they're going to keep trying to lie to us. In our face, in the face of absolute truth of things, evidence that is incontrovertible, they're still going to try to lie and spin it. Here's an example of it, and I'm going to have to get the picture. I have the graphic. I didn't get it out. Here's an example of what I mean, as bad as it is. This one particular Democrat who was an actor and a famous person is having his picture taken with a very young child under the age of 9. And this was back in 2014 when he thought he was safe. And he was talking about the discrimination and the level of pedophobia that there is. He used the word pedophobe and how it wasn't fair. And he said that he was a proud pedophile. This is an actor. This famous person. And then none other than the wrong view, Joy Behar, responds in her tweet. She says, I don't care. I'm going to be a Democrat. I don't care if the Democrats are all pedophiles. I'm not going to change. She's not going to change whatever it is that changed. Because, and then something, do you hear that? That's an excuse of this behavior. She doesn't care if people are pedophiles. She doesn't care that children are being harmed. She doesn't care. She didn't care. And it's obvious. And on that particular program, it's nothing but a weaving machine. It's just one web of lies after another they weave, and one excuse for bad behavior after another, and one demonization of good behavior after another, so that the people who are watching are so mesmerized, the only thing they're doing is looking for the applause point. And then they all bust out in applause, and they feel very good about themselves that they came together on this issue of it's okay if they're pedophiles. Yeah. That's the level of sickness that is occurring, and that is the level of sleepiness that is attending it. No different than drag queen hour in front of your children. How long did we have to scream before anybody said anything against it? How long has it been going on before we even knew about it? And how much shame are these parents going to have to be dealing with? Their self-shame, don't feel sorry for them, but just remember, pray for them, how much self-shame they're going to be going through when they realize what it is that they put their child through without even knowing it, because they've been asleep and inattentive. The escalation of everything. Those who are guilty will feel an escalation of guilt. Those who are shameful will feel an escalation of shame. And they will try to spill it and paint it and splatter it on everybody else. There was a video I was watching where the Patriots were following a drag queen story hour, or kind of a drag queen for kids. It was at a bar, and there were kids. Not sure of all of the ins and the outs. Those details are distractions. But the Patriots were following this drag queen. She had he had his wig off. Well, she was a drag queen. In drag, they're she's, and I accept that as the persona and the character. The problem is that the character was being a character in front of children. All right, so I will call a drag queen she, but not a transgender, because now they're just being insane. The other one's playing pretend, and I'm going to play that game. The other one's just being insane, and I'm not going to go there. So proper respect to the drag queen profession, which is an adult profession, not for children. So I digress, but getting back to this, the Patriots were following this guy, and back to his car. He had his wig off. He was a guy now. Poof, he's a guy. And they were telling him, asking him, why do you want to perform sexually in front of children? Why are you doing this in front of children? Why this, why that? They didn't call him names. Not once during the clip did I hear them call him names. But they asked him questions about why he was doing what he was doing. And what that forced him to do was look at himself. Nobody was close enough for him to feel threatened. But he had to look at himself, and that was the hardest thing for him to do. Reality was talking to him in the form of a question. Why are you dancing naked in front of kids? Why are you being sexual in front of kids? There is no good answer for that. And since there is no good answer for that, there is no projection to make, and the mirror stands in front of the offender, and they have to take a look at themselves. Now, the difference is if they're mistaken, they run and they feel shame. If they're wicked, they become, well, they might try to fake the shame, but usually they get a little bold. sassy ass in the face, right? So I have respect for the profession, just not what the profession's doing. What is that saying about us? Yeah. So when we ask the candidates questions that make them look at themselves, they just bring up a different mirror. They just bring up a different mirror. They answer a different question. And usually that question is something that they can handle because the question that's coming at them is going to make them tell the truth, and that's not what they can handle. So this whole idea of seeing ourselves, many people, as we go through this escalation of everything, are going to have an escalation of self-viewing. They're going to see themselves as they really are, to a degree. And it's going to be disturbing. And those who can become humble and willing to make, now Holy Spirit's going to move in this too. Holy Spirit is all over this. There will be a pressing and there will be a crushing. And that is all inside jobs as Holy Spirit moves and shows people pictures of themselves. We will be faced and challenged with more of us. It'll be easier for some than others. But those who are just now come to the realization of how deep into it, whatever it is they were, and they want to come out, it's going to be difficult. There will be weeping. There will be mourning. And dare I say, there might be some gnashing of teeth when they realize what they have exposed their children to, when they realize what it is they've allowed to occur, when they realize how blind and how asleep they really are. Remember how it felt when we first started realizing these things. It's going to be an escalation of everything for them all at once. And it's going to be treacherous. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. And if you love your fellow man, we are responsible to be there to support. Now you say, Leanna Grace, I hear that this is going to happen and that's going to happen. Well, we hear a lot of things is going to happen. But we also know a lot of other things are going to have to happen. And if we go by the book and if we follow the scripture, then we also know that there is going to be a final pressing where people will, they will fall to salvation. And I'm not talking about being fallen people and fallen into sin, but they will collapse themselves into the idea of salvation through Jesus Christ. Some will be saved by pulling from the fire. Some will be saved simply by the speaking of the word and they'll believe. Some will be baptized in fire before they wake up. And that's a spiritual fire. That's an emotional fire. That's a pressing. That's a crushing to renew any oil that might remain within the vessels. It's a whole plan. I don't know it all. God's given me that much. Understand, we're going to know what we're looking at when we see it, not at first. There's going to be some disappointment and some disturbances. The Father's telling me, he's not telling me exactly what they are. I'm only getting flashes and seeing that they're disturbances. And then we're going to become worried. And then for whatever reason, a panic will set in. This is what the Father's telling me. Don't trust the panic. Just pay attention to it. Does that make sense? So the Father wants us to know that there's going to be, some people say, in a scare event. Those are not the words that the Father's given me. He said, but mention it, but that's not the words he wants me to use. The words the Father wants me to use are, it's a culmination. There's a popping, and I'm not sure that's enough. That's anything else is that I'm trying to reach it and trying to make it up, and that's not going to be good. So it's going to become difficult, and even as much faith as we do have, as we observe some things that we did not expect to have to observe, and we see some things that we did not expect to see, we're going to have to use our faith. We're going to have to get on our knees. We're going to have to fold our hands. We're going to have to pray, because we will be challenged at a core level. And the Father says, me too. So I'm right there with you. I got to raise my hand. Evidently, I'll be challenged at a core level too. So this is a time to be aware that something will be occurring. Do I know exactly what? Nope. The Father does. The Father knows. The Father knows the time. There may be some others that know. But I don't think it's been heard. Father says, let them know that this part has not been heard yet. So I'm not going to tell it, but he says, this part has not been heard. And then we will all be walking, we'll all be seeing the same thing from our vantage point, whatever that means. And so I'm giving you that, and I'm listening to see if there's anything else. Nope, that's pretty much good. So there's a lot of healers that are out there. Across the face of the earth, a lot of empaths, a lot of Reiki workers. Understand their job. Their job is healing, and it's voluntary. And there's a lot of them that are standing as columns, standing as support networks and grid support, as it were, for the frequency and the vibration of things, so that when these things do occur, they will be supporting us energetically and emotionally. Some of them know who they are. Some of the folks that will be doing it don't even know that they're doing it. It's just they do it by breathing. And so what I'm going to ask my audience to be mindful of this and to pray for those now that will be doing the job then, because they will have their work cut out for them. And some of them will be, oh my goodness, and this is difficult, some of them will be transmuting the negative emotion. Now understand that some of the, I really want to make this stuff real for you guys so that you understand how hard some of these light workers are working for us. There are some light workers who will take in those cares into their body, and it cripples them. But whatever issues are in that pain, they're able to transmute them and then release the healing energetically and in a Reiki fashion out into, under the dome, out into the network of frequency, out into the Psalm 19-ness, as it were. So, and some of them go through great discomfort. Not just physically, but emotional discomfort, because your moods, your escalation of everything will cascade upon them. And they volunteer for this position. And it's every bit as a warrior position for these people that are doing that as any other warrior position that it is, because it hurts them physically, emotionally, mentally, and what they've got is spiritually, and that's what ties it all together for them. So it's, and it's a challenge. It's not just like they show up, okay, here, I'm going to feel it, and then I'm going to set it aside. It takes hours of their time, sometimes days of their time, to filter and to sift through all of the junk that's coming in, nameless, faceless, wayward data junk that we as humans, as a society, are throwing off and can't handle. And then they're transmuting it. So we need to remember to pray for them just as much as we pray for any of the other warriors that are out there or active duty and the ones that are on ops and of course for our president, Donald J. Trump. This is a time to come together. You know, the talking unity. This is a time for unity. This is a time for coming together. And if we can't come together, Let me say it this way. I do understand that there seems to be some hard feelings in some of the areas in the ranks. Those things aside, a decision can be made to not let those issues be issues. There's been some that have unfollowed, some that have muted, some that have all done that with each other, and it's been a necessity for whatever reason. Am I saying that anybody needs to unmute, unfollow, or otherwise change the structure of the way that they interact right now? And the answer to that is no. But become willing to love everybody that is working together for this good. working together to see these things come about, working together for us to build the heaven on earth, working together to completely bring out the disclosure, and rather than just the soft disclosure of technology through Space Force, but all of the disclosure of the things so that we can use them. We have to get through the lies. And then we can get to the rest of the healing techniques, the different travel, modes of travel. You know, the President Donald Trump said that we were going to take a quantum leap forward. Well, we've already have the technology. And we've been screaming about releasing all of the hidden technology. Remember, we have cars back in the turn of the century that ran on ether. They ran on air. We had cars that ran on water. Even back then, electrolysis, 2 hydrogen, 1 oxygen. We had so much more technology 200 years ago than what we're aware of, and we had better technology, longer-lasting technology than what we have today. So I think that we can get back to longevity of things, building things to last, so they're not spending our hard-earned money for built-in obsolescence, because if we're spending our money for built-in obsolescence, then our abundance has built-in obsolescence, and that's not the way God made it. That's the way the adversary runs it, but not that way for very much longer. My goodness, look at the time. It's already at the half of the hour. I did not expect it to go by quite this quickly, but yet and still, here we are, and it did. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We're going to be talking about the awakening care and symptoms on the last 30 minutes. We're also opening up the phone lines before we talk about that on the next half hour, and when we come back from the break, we'll be opening up the phone lines. If you have any questions, comments, or anything else on topic, information, stuff to add, any headlines that you've heard or type of a perspective you'd like to add in any of that. It's been a quiet evening. There's been a lot of information, a lot of stuff going on. But we do know that it won't be long before the rest of the world sees everything that those who have been telling the stories have seen. The song I want to play is by the Bangles. It's called The Great Awakening. I love it. And we'll be back on the other side to talk about the rest of these things and the awakening care and symptoms. I am your host, Leanna Grayson. We'll be back.
Sheep no more, dark to light. The storm is here, eyes open wide. Can't you see it happening? The world is watching. Must reclaim what is rightfully ours. We are with you, Godspeed, Patriot. It's a great awakening. The stars are around the world. I call Patriot. Stay strong. No skin color, we are one, and we stand for freedom. We stand for what's right. We stand for justice. We stand for
Lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, welcome back to the last half hour of Holistic Truth here on this Wednesday, October 23rd, 2023. I am your host, Leander Grace. We've been talking about this escalation of everything within and without, as above, so below. Change is upon us. That's one thing that we can be certain for. Change is upon us. It's on every layer and dimension of change that we the people and we as a species can conceive, and on levels and dimensions that we cannot yet imagine. It is a very exciting time to be alive. Physical transformation is occurring. Now, I see we're going to talk about the luminaries up in the high. We're going to do that. Yeah, the sun is doing its stuff. But we have a lull in some of the energy grids so that we can gather our strength. Right? I looked at it just before we came on air. It's like, look, we can gather our strength. It's a resting period. There's been some zoobies, but, you know, for the most part, I don't even know what that means. But there's some spikes. But for the most part, it's been kind of quiet, a little bit of blockage just being removed and all the rest. But physical transformation is occurring. Cognitive transformation, emotional and spiritual as well. These are the experiences and the times of now, and it's going to be great. We do need to get through some stuff. And remember also that not all who are gifted are in and of the light. Not everybody's working for the Lord. Just because they have a gift doesn't mean they're working for the Lord. So truth and half-truths are out there, yet we each as an individual are responsible for knowing, understanding, and or experiencing the unfolding of the truth. This is not fear. This is the contract, and this is the truth of it. So go find it. Don't fear it. Go get it and all that good stuff. Now, as we go forward and start talking about the awakening, care, and symptoms. I also want to say that the phone lines are open. If you are in the queue, we got folks in the queue. And if you are in the queue and you wanted to go ahead and join the broadcast, feel free to hit the number 1 on your dial, and we'll bring your microphone live. And if you don't hit the number 1 on your dial, we're just going to leave you be. We're just going to leave you be the way you is, because you're doing just fine. But feel free, if you want to join the broadcast or the podcast, go ahead and, or just the broadcast, feel free to hit the number 1 on the dial. And if you're in the chat room, you can, you know, feel free to chat amongst yourselves. I want to say hi to Crystal and welcome you to the chat room. And feel free to add to some of the things that we said. But what we want to talk about now is, you know, the awakening, care, and symptoms. Now, last week we talked about a whole bunch of goodies, or a week before last, and then there was a lull. But let's talk a little bit about some of the mental things. You know, we talked about the mental focus and all of that stuff, the spiritual health and daily practices. Now, on Empathic Channel, this is what we mainly focus on, is spiritual, you know, skills and developing skills, and not just spiritual skills, but, you know, coping skills, emotional skills, all of those things that we need to get us to the next layer and next level of us, and kind of check out the roadblocks. But when we're talking about the Great Awakening, understand, just as the escalation of everything is going to be the escalation of everything on the world stage and on internally, it's going to be an escalation of the awakening process. I don't even know what to liken it to, or what to tell you it's going to be like to experience, but it's going to nearly feel, not necessarily sound, but it could, it's going to nearly feel as if the timpanis in the orchestra will not stop. And it's going to be a crescendo. Another analogy, that, and I'm using percussion, and Father says use the percussion that I've given you. And so the Japanese drums, where, you know, they sit there and they do all that drumming, and it just fills the air. I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's like a war drum ritual. It's wonderful. And it's just going to escalate, and it's going to reverberate. And for those young folks who have never experienced these things that I'm describing, it's like going to the nightclub with everything turned way up, and it doesn't stop. And it's at a tempo that you can't necessarily dance to. And there's no alcohol, there's no partying, there's no dancing. There's just the boom, boom, boom. All right, so kind of like that, cross generational lines. It's going to be intense. And the Father says those pictures of people bending over in intense prayer, fervent prayer. He says, give them that picture. So there's going to be a fervency going on for those who pray and those who don't. Does that mean that those who don't pray are going to be fervent about praying? No, it means they're going to be fervent about whatever it is. And if there's demons out there, they're going to get some fervency too. They're going to get fervent. They're going to act a fool. They're going to become obvious. And those who are not real people, those who are not real people, well, I think something else will occur. And the Father says, leave it there. And those who are not fully human, something else will occur. And the Father says, leave it there. So understand that there's a lot of things that are going to occur all at once. It's a crescendo. Now, what do we do? As all of this is going on and we feel all this battering going on and we hear, you know, it's just like today's news cycle times 100 or more. It's just going to be nonstop stuff and more than that. So prayer's good. And I say that, I don't mean to sound flip, but it's like prayer's good. There's not a whole lot more to say than that. Meditation is good as well. Now, some of the Protestant Christians are going to have problems with this because they've been taught that when you meditate, then you open your mind up to demons. And when you meditate, then you open your mind up to mind control. And nothing can be further from the truth. Those are the lies that the Jesuits told the seminarians to tell their parishioners so that nobody would be very, very quiet and listen to God. I mean, how are you going to listen without listening? And how are you going to really hear the inaudible voice that we know about from Psalm 19? How are we going to hear that if we're not set right, if we're not at that level of being able to listen? So we have the mechanisms within our body to be able to do this. Now, there are a lot of different ways, and I'm going to see about adding some meditation to the broadcast as well, like we used to in the old days. I may have to increase the hours on the broadcast. We'll see how it goes. The Father says we're going to pick it up a pace, too. It's going to be a crescendo across the board. We're all going to be challenged to keep up. It's going to be a fever pitch, and it's going to be exciting, and it's going to wear us down. So bring snacks. And so the Father says, bring snacks. The guardians are like, bring snacks. Bring not just popcorn, bring snacks. So some of the daily practices with meditation. There's a lot of different things out there about meditating, a lot of different ohms and a lot of different this, that's, and the others and how to do it. And I'm just going to explain to you guys how I do it. Now, because of a physical limitation that I have, you know, I don't sit normally. I sit in the lotus position, and it keeps my spine straight. And so I sit that way all the time in my office chair in the it's the best position, even in public, if I can get away with it, in the church pew, and everybody's looking funny, but I did it anyway. So, and that's my normal sitting position. Ideally, I will be slightly reclined with my head supported, usually a recliner of some sort, and still being in lotus position. Now, there's two different modes. One is two different methods. And then my hands, because everybody's like, well, what do you do with your hands? And some people do this, you do that. What I choose to do is I cup my hands, two C's together, and I have the fingers touch. And so I'm clasping my fingers together, not in an apex and folding over, but one over the other and cupped one inside the other, just the fingertips cupped, like two C's, like interlocking C's. And then I just place it on my ankles somewhere or above the heel. And it's just about making that connection, because we are bags of mostly water. We have an electric charge that begins in the heart and the bundles of His, and it goes throughout our body. And it is through those signals, that information, whether it's movement, whether it's understanding, whether it's brain, whether it's gray matter, or whether it's moving matter, okay? So whether it's keeping you breathing and you don't know it, or whether you're moving your hands because you can, or whether you're thinking because you need to. So all of these things are going on, and it's all happening through electrical impulses of light throughout our body, kind of like on, off, zero, one, true and false, just like fiber optics. These signals then create other things. And so it is this connection, this electric connection that we make, and we close the loop, the way I learned from my mentor, that we close the loop, and it's electrical charge. And then you can choose to have music or not to have music, or background of something or not to have. I choose the background, so background music, so that I'm not listening to every other little thing. It's easier to tune out or to not listen. Now, a lot of people try to clear their minds, and that takes effort. And some people want to use vocals, and that takes mind and effort and wind and breath. So the type of meditation that I'm speaking of is silent meditation. I call it listening. It's a form of listening meditation, not even listening, but it's a receiving meditation. And so I sit like that, and I close my eyes. And any thought that comes, I just try to dismiss it. And this is where your mind's going to start wanting to take control, because your ego's getting scared. You're going to start looking at stuff, right? So there might be a little bit of a fight, a little bit of a uncomfortableness in your mind for a little bit, but just get used to letting that go and letting that go. And the easiest way that I've found to ignore thoughts that I don't want to have, because I want to get to a state of no thought, it's a very important term, pardon me, is your breath. I focus on my breath. And so I suggest that you focus just on your breath, and not making it breathe at a certain pace, not trying to do any of that. That happens before meditation. So if you do your cleansing breaths and all of that, do that before the meditation. But during the meditation, you simply focus on your breath. And notice the fact that you're breathing. It's very simple. And if you simply notice the fact that you're breathing, what you'll notice occurs is that your breathing, once you become relaxed, your breathing will become more and more shallow, and it will start up into your chest and become smaller and smaller, nearly to a state of no breath. Now, that state of no breath is not a state of not breathing, because when you need the next breath, you will take another breath. But what this has done is slowed your body down enough that it can actually receive an energetic boost from all of the energy, all this cosmic energy that's coming in. We call it cosmic energy. We know it's light energy. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of Lights. And it's data. And it's healing, and it's all those things. But we must be in a receptive state. And so this is my form of receptive meditation. And as you practice this longer and longer, other things will occur, and we can discuss that perhaps on another program. There'll be times you see lights and you'll see this and that, which is why you need to completely relax. You'll see you'll need your head supported so that you don't have to hold your head up. You're going to want to just relax into it. And the longer you do it, different things will occur. But the one thing that I do want you to notice as you're getting to the no breath state, you will notice an energetic feeling of showering above coming down from above. I've experienced it. In fact, on a regular basis, when I practice, when I'm in a regular practice with it, when I have a circadian rhythm with it, then there's another form of meditation. When it's a little deeper, it's a little bit different. And I don't suggest it for everybody. Even using the word seem to scare people, and that is a form of self-hypnosis. And you can practice that for pain relief and this and that, and I've had to use it in the past, and we'll be using it somewhat going forward. But it's a different discipline than simply meditating, and usually there's a goal and some other things involved, and I'll be providing some information that on another broadcast perhaps, but it's not appropriate for tonight's broadcast. It's just a diversion and another explanation. So the other thing to do for daily spiritual practices, aside from the meditation, and I want to say this about the meditation. It's not woo-woo stuff. It's not woo-woo stuff. It was this form of meditation that preceded much, that preceded first contact, if we were with the guardians. So I'm not giving this to you to help you proceed with contact, but it's with God, with the Father. There's an intermediate realm for me. It's where the information is. But listening is a skill that we do not readily teach to our children. We don't often teach them to sit and be quiet just for the sake of sitting and being quiet. And it's a useful skill to be able to sit and be quiet just for the sake of sitting and being quiet. So studying, when we're studying, understand that it is a meditative process as well. And when I do my introduction to some of these programs, you know, I always give a shout out to scholars and the work that they do, understanding that their work is not for sissies. Because when a scholar is deep into their work, whether it's reading or writing or cross-referencing or doing all the digging, they're burning as many calories as a marathon runner. When the runner evens out and the calorie burn evens out, there's a crescendo wave, a sine wave of activity metabolically. I mean, it's the same thing, and requires calories. The brain requires calories. The brain requires cholesterol, of all things. And so for those who are heavy studies and all that, they'll probably have a high cholesterol diet because the brain needs it. So when you're doing your spiritual study, what I'm going to suggest is, and I don't want to alter anybody's plan that the Father has given them. This is not additional. This is something to consider if it's not going to interfere with what you've already got going on. And that is to get into the habit of, before you start your study on whatever topic that it is and whatever method that you use to begin a study session, is to write a question. Just write a question down on a piece of paper. And when you begin in your study, have the question in the back of the mind. What I have found that this does is help me to think of two different things at once. You say, what, Leanna Grace, be able to think of two different things at once, and this is also part of listening. To be able to consider a thought in the back of the mind while searching out an answer for something else in the front of the mind. And I'm going to leave that there for those who practice heavy study and multi-layer thinking. Now, through all of this, through all of the boom, 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 and the escalation of everything, you say, Leanna Grace, how in the world are we going to have any time to have any type of quiet? And what I'm going to say is what every warrior learns, no matter what the battlefield is you've got to take time out to rest or you won't be good to anybody on the field. So I was reminded through, and I don't know how I was reminded. I think I just saw the word somewhere, circadian. And it reminded me that our bodies are important for a circadian rhythm. And we've been everywhere for a while, but it might be time to consider relaxing ourselves into a nice circadian rhythm. Understand that every time zone is carried throughout the world. Now, I don't know what everybody's, you know, daily cycle is of, I usually get up at this time and I'm always in bed at that time. And that's a normal cycle. And some can deviate a little bit either way and some can't deviate at all. My cycle gets, when we see the escalation of everything, I get help because it requires that much energy during the escalation of everything. My mind will blow up and I love it. So that's what we've got this evening, the escalation of everything. We're seeing the escalation of the headlines on the world stage. Tomorrow what we're going to see is an escalation of Trump battering. They're gonna insult him for not showing up to the poo-poo party. And what is it that Jesus says? What was the scripture in Matthew? It says, they piped to us, but we didn't dance. You called to us, you sang to us, but we didn't join in, or something like that. Yeah, they're piping. They're saying all kinds of stuff, but we don't have to dance. And I think what really upsets those who are piping and insulting and making a big to-do out of nothing, and I'm not talking about the legal part, I'm talking about this you know, debate debacle, is they don't like the fact that we don't care. I think that's really what, you know, Melania Trump's jacket said it best. I really don't care. Do you? And it chaps them because what the mainstream media is doing, we really don't care. I really don't care. Do you? So I'm wondering if we might want to bring that meme up and do some wall-to-wall Melania Trump jacket. I really don't care. Do you? I think that'd be great because, you know, they're going to roast the president tomorrow. They're going to try to say mean things, and they're going to try to say that these people have really good talking points. And I might just, out of character and seeing what the Father leads me to do, come on air tomorrow night. We'll see what it is. I might have some things to say about some of the things that they have to say. All right, look at the time there. It is time to be winding this up, and I want to thank you for being part of the program tonight, whether you were listening live in the chat room or listening remotely or podcast people. We love you, too. I want to thank you for adding your light to the picture as we continue to hold a space of peace, love, and grace while this great awakening does continue to accelerate across our globe. I hope you found value in tonight's broadcast. I invite you to come back again next week, same channel, same time. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to talk about more of our healing our human experience through empathy, compassion, and ultimately forgiveness. Perhaps some more headlines and maybe some personal hysterical, historical stuff. Who knows? Just join us. And us is inclusive, of course. We've been broadcasting live from these very high mountains. I am your host, Leander Grace, reminding you to, as always, to watch for the signposts, to connect these dots, to find your path, to live in love, and to do something good as we learn to forgive. And until next time, good night. I'm looking for the, I still can't find that on cue. I'm looking for the audio. I added more and it all changed the things. Pray with me, guys. Pray for me, guys, that I find this audio that I'm looking for, because now it's become a challenge. And it begins with the, there it is. I found it. So thank you, Father. All right. I am your host. We'll be back next week. Till next time. Good night.